reflect upon? I mean, where you guys were 2-2 to now be here 13-3 with a first round bye?
You know, I hadn't had a chance to reflect upon it yet. You know, you try not to think about the past and continue just to try to build on the future. So, you know, I've been looking forward to getting this first round bye and see who will get a chance to play.
How beneficial is a first round bye?
You know, it's big. It gives everybody a chance to heal up, you know, extra week, you know, a week and a half before you actually start to get back after it. It gives you a chance to, you know, we don't know our opponents yet, but it, you know, get a little extra time to study your opponent. And it also keeps players safe. You know, anytime you play, you have a chance to, you know, risk injury. So not playing, you're pretty safe.
Seem pretty weird that it's going to be 13 days until you guys play again?
You know, we're not worried about that. We're going to get us some practice days in. The guys around here practice hard. We know how to practice, and we're going to continue to build on the things we've already been doing. So, you know, we're just trying to get playoff ready now.
Have you guys been given your schedule? Like, will you have, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off?
We don't know official yet. We have a team meeting coming up, and I'm sure he's going to give us the details of off days and the days we have to practice.
I mean, assuming you guys do have some time off this weekend, will you encourage teammates to not bail town, like, stay here, maybe watch some extra film?
You know, you can watch film at home. You always need a chance to get out, get away sometimes, and, you know, basically get football off your mind for a little bit. You know, spend the time with your family. A lot of guys I know, like me don't get a chance to spend that much time with our family, you know, being so far away and just an hour. So, you know, I'm gonna get a chance to get back home myself and, you know, see my family and, you know, just get football off your mind, even though we're going to still be watching football. But, you know, it's different.
Do you sense that the NFC is pretty wide open? I mean, 5 of the 6 teams are new from last year.
Well, you know, it is wide open, and there's a lot of great teams in the NFC. Not to take anything away from the AFC, but, you know, there's a lot of great teams, a lot of teams that has played really, really well, and, you know, I feel it's wide open.
What did you appreciate the most about Coach Shermer?
You know, just the versatility of the offense, being able to go different formations, being able to move different guys around and, you know, do a lot of different things on offense. So, you know, and, you know, credit a lot to our offense being able to do things like that and being versatile enough to do things like that.
Next weekend, you become more of a fan, or you just try to watch it from an analytical standpoint?
You know, not a fan at all. But, you know, you just watch both teams, see the things they do. So, well, you know, we've played them already before, so just see what they've changed and, you know, just pay attention and try to find small details in games like that.
Does it really help that you've seen all these teams? Except for Philly, you know these teams pretty well.
Oh, you know, we do know these teams really well. And, you know, we played Philly last year, so I don't think they've changed too much from the team they were last year besides adding people. But, you know, it's always good to get a chance to see a team for the second time.
Jerry, how much did this team believe in itself? You know, last year everything went wrong and everybody's in all these teams in such disarray. But it was really just injuries that derailed this group. And, you know, now this kind of proves really what was in here the whole time.
You know, like you say, we had some unfortunate injuries last year. But, you know, we didn't have the season we wanted to have. But at the same time, we knew what type of team we were. And we knew what type of team we were becoming. So, you know, We knew we had to build on what we were last year and just continue to push, and you see how well that helped us this year.
This offense this year in the red zone, I mean, that's really been huge for you guys. How has it improved so much?
You know, a lot goes to Pat Shermer for sure, but also in camps and in training camp and all the way back in OTs, that was one of the big big emphasis, red zone and scoring in the red zone, and how many teams win if you score in the red zone. So, you know, that was a big emphasis on some things we've done, and it's definitely paid off for us.
Hey, Jared, you're assured of facing a team in your first playoff game that you've already played before. How do you feel? Do you like that or don't like that or don't care or what?
You know, it really doesn't matter, but, you know, it's always good to, you know, see a team a second time, and you kind of know what they do, even though they know what you do also. You know, I feel like most teams, you know, we kind of won. So, you know, just try to do some of the same things we've done the first time.
Is it less work putting a scouting plan together, you know, especially if it's like, you know, the Rams or the Panthers you played in somewhat recent times?
You know, game plan will still be pretty new and pretty fresh. So, you know, and there's always new wrinkles you always want to throw in. So, you know, playing teams twice, is I think it's a good thing.
but it was the Saints. I mean, it seems like